So here we are. This is our very last meditation, the fire clearing meditation. Make sure you listen to the short mini teaching on renaturing our denatured ego mind with the elements, and in particular with this fire element. I think it will really help the ego mind partner and collaborate more with the soul and with what we're going to do, which tends to be scary. It's like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly at this point. And we are so used to what, you know, we've been doing that we kind of want to keep on growing in this direction. But all we end up doing is becoming a stronger and longer and fatter caterpillar. We need to really now do this paradigm shift and do something completely different, break down all these old patterns and reorchestrate and reinvent ourselves by deeply trusting that that blueprint, that soul blueprint is in there and that we will find it. Now, make sure you have a lit candle with you to help with this meditation. When you meditate with each of the elements, you can have some kind of symbolic representation of that element there to really deepen the teachings. Now, as we've done before, what we're going to do is sit on a chair, feel your feet on the ground. It's best if you're able to lean against the back of the chair or wall, and just rest your hands and arms on your lap, have it near you, and start feeling, drop it into the body, start feeling where your center is by swaying a bit front, back, left, right. Feel yourself finding that central point between front, back, left, right, above and below. And it should be about the height of sort of your sternum, right in your heart chakra, a little bit like right with the ribs, where you have this hollow in your ribs. You can put your hand in there and then feel yourself enter in this space, in this heart center, and notice this sacred garden, this beautiful garden where the climate is gentle, soothing, supportive, safe. Like a greenhouse, each of the elements are being regulated to help new seeds and saplings and seedlings thrive and feel optimally supported. And we are practicing our ability to get there at will, just because there is so little practice available, so little teaching, so little role modeling how to do that. Once we've mastered that and know that this safe sanctuary and this inner climate is always there, then we can unleash a bit more and allow ourselves to experience a little bit more of the stormy weather, the more extreme harsh climates that are also part of the earth, but still feel that those are not as powerful or in charge as this harmonizing, gentle climate, this principle, this underlying common denominator that keeps everything still in balance. When we experience that stormy and weather or the harsher climates, they completely take over and we don't know how to process and how to rebalance and reharmonize them, because we don't know how to do this double-minded practice. So this is a core aspect of that, learning how on the root level to connect to this peaceful sanctuary that activates your parasympathetic nervous system, and then see what's off balance, intense, very charged, often stuck in floating trauma bubbles around this sanctuary, and invite that energy in, belonging to younger selves of any age, sometimes also to past life selves, ancestral lineages, and so on. And so once here, once stable, once strong and steady, sustained, there are ways to work with our higher selves and different guides to create a passageway or bridge to bring those energies in. So when we are working now with fire, we're really, what we're doing is expanding our sanctuary. We are creating a firewall as well as a sacred inner fire, where our own energy, our own sacred energy, is claiming this whole space. You're feeling entitled to own it completely, to be a differentiated and whole self, as well as connected and interdependent with others, like an organ in a body. Once again, we cannot have leaky boundaries. We're connected, and the walls of our organs are permeable, but know exactly what to let in and what not to let in. And as soon as the cracks or leaks, or there's some kind of puncture, wound in one of those organs, we have a problem. If it's small or not a huge stab wound or incision, what will happen is we feel pain and we feel inflammation and might even get a fever because our white blood cells are working so hard. They're little army cells fighting to break down, attack the pathogens, break them down and uptake them, dilute them, flush them out, and restore our health. So on an emotional, energetic, psychological level, anger is doing the same thing. And anger has gotten a really bad rep because of the implosion, explosion pattern that I talk about in the previous teaching, that is lower self-driven. And we all tend to think anger, rage is all about that, being explosive and violent or imploded and victim-like and self-loathing. It's much more than that. These are all unhealthy patterns. We want to get underneath the anger like a volcano, claim that land, claim your whole mini earth by letting that lava flow over all the places that need renewal, that need a total reset, so that we can grow new life. We can provide fertile earth, soil, and ground for seeds, for new life, full of nourishment coming from deep within, and start all over. So what I'd like you to do is go deep within the self. Go deep within your own memories of buried anger and heat. Could be due to interactions with others who were violent, oppressive, pushy, belligerent, shaming, and recognize how this may have impacted you, left you feeling unworthy, left you thinking that you were now broken or damaged goods, that you were not normal, that there was something wrong with you. Without really understanding maybe why or how, but it's just a feeling, which is a normal response to somebody treating you this way and you not being able to express your anger about that, that being received and the behavior corrected. As young children, we don't often know how to do that, lack that skill, watch others also not do it. So we inherit, we adopt the self-blaming pattern and end up with problems such as an inner critic or self-sabotaging patterns or constantly having to battle some negative self-talk and not really knowing where that comes from, thinking that is just how humans are or how we are, what you inherited. Maybe, you know, anxiety or depression runs in your family. And yes, you may have inherited some genetic predisposition to that, but what you've are also inherited is the energetic pattern of the implosion and explosion pattern. And that can be resolved. We have the neuroplasticity. We know how epigenetics works. We can, with our own intentionality and the new resources you have in your environment, in the nature, nurture, the nurture aspect of your environment, we can remedy and heal that. So I want you to think of this fire, this rage, this anger, this irritation, agitation that you really didn't know where it was always stemming from, thinking maybe you're just a moody person, you're an angry person, or felt ashamed or bad about you getting triggered and angry out of nowhere. Gather up all of that energy and anger, honor it as it being useful and related to your fire element, and trust that we can gather it and realign it with your higher self. Let it gather up in your core, almost like the lava in a volcano, the magma in a volcano before eruption. Let it brew and stew there. Understand that it's related to your life energy, wanting to protect you, wanting to erupt and emerge and expand for your highest good. And especially feels aggravated when this process is blocked. So without necessarily thinking about any particular person, looking at the patterns of these blockages, regardless where they originated, allow your anger, your fire to erupt and clear this block, push right through, burn right through these blocks and flow over into your sanctuary. Feel it from your core self erupt out and burn everything in its path. Like a phoenix, burning it to ashes, to rebirth that new growth. And know that this is done with the intentionality of healing, not to destroy, but destruction and resolution is necessary. The intention is to come back fully to peace and harmony and reestablish this healthy homeostasis. Now do this as often as you need, or whenever triggered, or whenever noticing your anger emerging in unexpected and unpredictable ways. See this as your personal warning signals. There is a relationship between our inner climate denial and the climate denial that you see out in the world, the ignoring of global warming signals, and us, you know, being able to not see very blatant signs of planetary distress and problems. It's the same with us, with our autoimmune problems, with pain and aches and all kinds of stress-related disease, heartburn and indigestions, headaches and shoulder and muscle aches that we're carrying and have gotten so discouraged about, that the only way of getting some relief is through medications or some short-term relief, all helpful and good, but know that there's much more that can be done. I've seen it all the time with my clients who work on this level, going layer by layer, very deep, and making more and more space for these very buried, deeply buried warming signals to communicate and speak to them. Whether it's an imploded depression-like symptom that you're struggling with, or pattern that you're struggling with, or more of an explosive blaming, overworked, stressed, needing to control, workaholic, overextending, caretaking kind of pattern. It doesn't matter. It's life energy, and often anger, resentment, also in compulsive behaviors that are so buried that we don't even recognize them anymore as anger and fire. But that's what it's all about. And the more we're able to regulate with sort of this new land, changing our water world, planet that was flooded just with water, able to regulate all of that now with beautiful riverbeds and ways in which that water can flow through the earth, through our mini earth in similar ways. It's going to make a world of difference in terms of us getting nourished and at the same time detoxed and cleared of all that is out of balance. That is the grieving and healing cycle then that is going to be moving in a regular and dynamic flow. And that is ultimately the goal that we're after, that is going to help us to be fully present with lots of energy, lots of infectious and positive energy, and inspire others to become more whole. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. Let's now take a moment to sit with the tree guide, our central tree, and allow each of these shifts to deeply take root into our consciousness. And then slowly retrace your steps. Bring your attention and focus back into the room you're in. Become aware of your surroundings. Stretch your bed and bring you fully back in the present moment. Open your eyes when you're ready.